Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, bonjour. In Spain, hola. In Italy, ciao. In Egypt, ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, akwaba. In Nigeria, peleo. In South Africa, sawubona. In Senegal, nangadef. In Kenya, jambo. In Israel, shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Good morning, everybody. We are just about ready to start the show, and got the intro here. Here we go.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of ourselves, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self-care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
So good morning, everybody, and I wanted to thank you for being here today. This is a pretty special show for me. I'm going to be sharing my health journey, and I'm bringing on my friend Kim DeClercq. Real quick here. Kim, you ready to come back in? Here we go.
I'm ready.
Hello.
Good morning.
First of all, Kim, thank you for being here. And we also have, my friend Laura will be joining us in about 15 minutes. Today we're going to talk about my health journey, as you know, and how I use, there's so many different modalities, but while you're on, we're going to be talking mostly about how I use essential oils, right? Because you're an oiler
okay.
too.
Yeah.
An oiler.
Love my oils.
I love my oils too. But But I mean, it's more than just oils, as you know. It's diet, it's mindset, it's all those things. And so, I'm first going to just share with everybody why it's so important, you know, to tell this story, because I think the whole world is suffering right now. Yeah,
absolutely agree on that.
Yeah, and so. They are suffering because either they're suffering from pain, fear, and they're looking for a leader, but they don't know who to follow. And so today I'm hoping to shed some light on how our bodies are master healing beings, right? And so I appreciate you supporting me as I, you know, share all this. And when we get to the oils, I mean, I also want your contribution on these oils, because I know you've used the oils in magical ways. And so what I'm going to do is I think I can just share this. I made a list years ago of all the conditions that I had. And first, what I'm going to do is just kind of tell people what happened. So, you know, so I was, as a kid, eating the SAD, the standard American diet, right?
Sure. Yep.
And the standard American diet is, right, sugar, processed foods, things like that. And that doesn't mean my mom wasn't a good cook. It just meant when I was at school, I was doing Twinkies, Hostess Ho-Hos, Ding Dongs, and the like. And, you know, did you do
that? Of course, like most kids.
Right.
Same here, yeah.
Yeah, but as an empath, my body was highly sensitive. We need to change the ticker on this, because we're not a starting soon. We're a starting now. So so let me just change these banners real quick. There we go. Okay. And we've got some comments already. We've got Andy Burkhart. Hi, Andy. Good to see you this morning. And Sis, how are you, Dolly? She, you know, so surrounded by amazing people, right?
Sounds good.
Yeah. So, and you have to meet Sis, and you have to meet Andy, Kim. So Kim lives further out towards Iowa. And so here's the scoop. So I was always in pain, and I reasoned my pain away, right? So I had pain in my ankles. I had pain in my hands, and really for me, that was because I believed, because I just consumed so much sugar. But the thing is, no one told me it was any different. And everyone always said, don't eat sugar.
Right.
But no one makes the connection, right? So no one makes the connection between sugar and trying to process information too fast. Sugar and pain, sugar and crashing and falling asleep for hours at a time because your insulin levels are completely out of whack, right? No one's making, they said cavities. And I'm thinking, everybody gets cavities. I'll have my sugar.
For me growing up, sugar was like, don't eat too much sugar, you'll get fat, or yeah, you'll get cavities. And that's about it.
Yeah, and I wasn't fat at that time, right? Like, I was skinny, but it was a fat, skinny person.
Yep.
Yeah. So what that means for people who don't know what a fat, skinny person is, they're like, well, that doesn't mean anything to me. Well, it kind of does. That means you look good on the outside. So I'm going to actually take this. Here's my banner. So I'm a bodybuilder. And right here, I'm a fat, skinny person. And I'm fat because my organs are surrounded by fat because of all the sugar that's turning into fat. By the way, fat doesn't turn into fat. Sugar turns into fat. So, but you could, you know, so anyway, don't let looks deceive you. Just because somebody looks good on the outside doesn't mean they're doing good on the inside.
True. Very true.
Thank you. So when I so I went through most of my life just not feeling well, right? And I, Kim, I think I've told you this story at least 1,000 times. So here's the scoop for the rest of the world. And if you want the story, you want to download it, you know, I'll put it in the thread. So basically, I'm at work in Iowa. It was at Northwest Card Services, which is now Wells Fargo. And I was working in product management. And it was a snowy day and in the winter. And I got out of my car and I slipped on the ice and tore the rotator cuff, the right rotator cuff.
Ouch.
Yeah. And it, yeah, was an ouch, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, not knowing that it was torn, said, I just want to see a chiropractor. And they said no, because this is on workman's comp. And what happened was I went and saw a physical therapist instead. And nobody did an MRI. Nobody did any type of x-ray. She just said to me, Jody, there's nothing wrong with you. The pain's all in your head, and you should go see a psychiatrist. It was almost like somebody paid her to do that because I was really emotional, right? I was highly emotional. And what does that look like? Why was I so emotional? Well, because I'm eating sugar, so I've got sugar high, sugar lows. My body's reactive. I'm reactive, right? And I'm very defensive with whatever anybody says. And so when you're not doing well, when you're physically not doing well and you're putting, technical term, when you're putting crap in your body, right? Your body shows up. It shows up as crying. It shows up as anger. It shows up as depression. It shows up as anxiety. It shows up as pain. It shows up as disease.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay.
Yeah.
So the story goes, I went on all these medications because they said I had bipolar disorder and schizophrenia, schizo 2.
Wow.
I stayed on these medications for 19 years.
Oh.
So the first 2 weeks looks like this. This picture right here. This is what pharmaceutical drugs did to my body.
Wow.
Yeah. And this is the part that people don't understand about synthetics. And I think you know this, Kim. So your body doesn't know how to process synthetics, correct? I mean,
right.
So
right.
It doesn't recognize it because it's not real. And then it stores it in your fat cells.
Yes, I've heard that.
Yeah. Now, that's number one. Number two, what else? The other thing that happens is, and it depends on the medication that you're on, but this is how it showed up for me. It literally turns something off in my brain. One of the neurons are no longer firing together.
Okay.
When Laura comes on, like in probably a couple minutes, Laura Lorman, she's going to talk about those neurons firing together. And because she specializes in muscle activation technique. And so,
okay.
So what did that look like? So I'm laying on my mom's couch. I can't move. I've got all these medications and I've got my, what? Box of cereal. Probably, I don't know, Fruit Loops, Cheerios, some crap like that, right?
Okay.
And let's talk about Fruit Loops just for a moment because it's filled with these dyes. And,
oh, yeah.
Right. And so you've got all these different chemicals in these dyes, and we know that they're linked to ADHD. We know that they're linked to hyperactivity. We know that they're linked to cancer. We know that they're linked to anxiety. So we know, you know, and I'm not going to show the images today, at least not right now, unless we have time later. We know that they're linked to all these things. This is not even guesswork anymore, right?
Yep, not good stuff. Mm-mm.
Totally. And so because my brain is now not turned on anymore, right?
Okay.
I'm inhaling the food.
Hence,
234 pounds a few weeks later.
In 2 weeks, you gained all that much weight?
Well, in 2 weeks, thank you. In 2 weeks, it was 50 pounds.
Okay, wow.
And then after that, it was like another 50. Like, yeah, I gained about 100 pounds. I don't know exactly, give or take.
Yeah,
like,
wow.
Still a lot of weight.
Yeah.
So... And so my mom went out to Nordstrom's and got me a red sweatsuit, the biggest one she could find, and brought it home because I didn't have anything to wear. So now I want to tell you, the listening audience, right? And Kim, you know this. This is happening in 1997. People at that time really, you know, the internet had been out for a few years. People really didn't know. And so if this is happening to you, you're on medication and you're gaining weight, or you're male and you're on medications and you have erectile dysfunction, right? Or you're eating a lot of food, a lot of food. And you can't turn it off, I'm here to tell you this is not your fault. Your body's a master healing machine. And I didn't know what I didn't know. So
I think a lot of people just accept that certain medications will cause them to gain weight, and they just accept that.
I did.
Mm-hmm.
I did. So... You know, you've probably heard me say before, I mean, a lot of people are in the don't know zone, like the DKDK zone. You don't know what you don't know, right?
Right.
And so today, really, my purpose is to help others. And so when I finally, you know, I was on these medications for 19 years, and I'm trying to really get down to root cause, because I want to show you something. I had a glass like this. And I'm in my apartment in Palatine at that time. And I'm trying to get the glass of water to my mouth.
Okay.
Like that. And I can't lift the glass up. And I have to
do it
like this because my hands are no longer working.
Oh.
And I'm having problems swallowing. And my doctors tell me it's bipolar disorder. And I'm thinking, you know, I know that they say that bipolar disorder comes with pain. But it doesn't mean you can't lift a glass of water.
Right. Wow.
Yeah. So now I want to just give everybody the list of all the beautiful conditions I had. Because what the reason, and I always have to have it written because I never remember, because it's not what my focus is, right?
Yeah.
So here's the list, everybody. And if you got one of these things, you can manifest to have it gone. Okay? Right, Kim? Okay, let's start with the top. 135 food and chemical sensitivities. I reversed
them all. That's a lot of sensitivities.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah, and I reversed them all, you know.
Amazing.
Okay, we're just going to go through the quick list. Adrenal fatigue. Anxiety, arthritis, I had bone spurs, lemongrass essential oil, carpal tunnel syndrome, chronic fatigue, chronic inflammation, depression, lavender essential oil. I was a diabetic. I had fibromyalgia, high cholesterol, lemon essential oil, Brazil nuts. Hives, incontinence. I don't know if there's an oil for that, but we'll find one. Panic attack, lavender and frankincense, right? Periodic paralysis.
Oh.
So after every meal, I couldn't move for 20 minutes, 30 minutes. So I was in the car. I ended up pulling over on the side of the road and passed out for an hour, 2 hours, whatever. Couldn't drive.
Wow.
Yeah. I have PTSD. And yeah, I have my bod here. You and I can both talk to that. Hers too. She's having great results. PTSD is post-traumatic stress disorder, for those who don't know. Small fiber neuropathy, which I reverse using Balance essential oil and Aroma Touch. They say small fiber neuropathy is not reversible, and I'm here to tell you that your body's a master healing machine. FDA,
very nice.
That is not an FDA cleared statement. And then I had trigger fingers and two torn rotator cuffs. So I don't know how to say this. You're not stuck with the body you have. You're not stuck with the brain that you have. And you're not even stuck with the immune system that you have. You're not stuck with any of it.
That's good news for a lot of us.
Looks like you have something to say about that, Kim.
Well, I'm just going to say it, but it takes work.
Yeah, it does.
It takes some changes.
Yeah. And so I have a girlfriend. Her name is Claudia. And her name is Claudia Royston. We've been friends for a long time. And I'm laying on my couch, and she calls me up. And I've got Laura in the backstage. Laura, I'm going to be adding you in a minute. Hold on. Actually, let me just add her. So. Okay. Good morning, Dolly.
Good morning.
Hi, Laura.
Hello. How are you, Kim?
Good. Thank you.
So thank you guys for being here. And so we're just about towards the end of the story part, which I thought would take me about 20 minutes to share, because the book takes 20 minutes to audio. So, and here's the thing. I forgot where I was at as far as, but do you remember where I was at, Kim? If not.
You're able to reverse your condition.
Yeah. So I was able to reverse the condition using plants, energy. Laura's here because she's going to talk about muscle activation technique, BOD, using the bioacoustical utilization device. And really, our bodies are so powerful. And in a time where you are doubting your body, this is a trying time in the world. And I think that's why I'm doing this today. Like, I could have done this. So I started the show the beginning of the year, actually, you know, February 2nd, I was invited to be with the Female Solution. I could have started with my story then, but I didn't. I really wanted to share with the world all these different ways, you know, that you can adopt, you know, holistic health. But I feel we're at a crucial time. People are being forced to make decisions that they don't have to make. Our bodies are master healing machines. And yes, so here we go. Andrew says, yes, you're not stuck with the body you have. You can make it better. Thank you, Andrew.
Very true.
Yeah. Well, so what I did, and now I'll just talk about what the solution I had when I reclaimed my health. And this was one. So phase one, I got rid of all the processed foods out of my cabinet, out of my kitchen. And I did one of a few things. I returned the unopened items to the grocery store because I wanted to send a message, right, to the buyers that this is toxic. And if it was partially used, like just really just opened and there's still most of it, I returned that too. Some of it I gave, that was it. And then I threw it away. The rest of it I just threw away, put in the garbage. And then I started my journey and I went with all whole foods. And then I learned about the importance of organic. And I did that. And I ate all organic foods. But here's the thing. I also was taking supplements. And food is your medicine or food is your poison. So if you take too many supplements, it can also harm you. And at the beginning of when I was listing my chronic conditions, I shared that I had 135 food sensitivities. Well, how the heck did that happen? Because I was allergic to kale, but I don't eat kale. You guys have any idea why I might be allergic to kale or sensitive to kale, but never consumed it? It's a trick question.
Are you allergic to some of the components in kale, some of the vitamins or something?
The terpenes maybe, but close, but not even. So you know, and there are a couple of products out there, and I'm not going to use those names. Well, no, I will use the names because they're great products. Like doTERRA's Lifelong Vitality, great supplements, and Juice Plus supplements. Great supplements. They're all plant-based. And they're really wonderful. And I was told by the people selling those to me while I was sick, double up. So my body, yeah. And so my body, and they have kale in it because it's a real food. And my body is in a traumatized state. And what we know about trauma when it comes to traditional Chinese medicine is that our bodies will start to see food as a predator when we're in a constant fight or flight mode. We're not in rest or digest, fight or flight. It means you're going, right? And so the food comes in and the body's like, okay, I think apples were okay, but now I don't think apples are okay. And it starts to see apples as a predator and it causes inflammation. And I'm taking all these vitamins, doubling up, and I'm putting, and it has kale, it has beets, it has things that I don't eat because I'm not a big beet fan and I'm not a big kale fan and I certainly don't like asparagus either. So, okay.
That's good stuff.
Just saying, not my gig. But it's showing up as a severe severe inflammation for me because I'm taking it three times a day. And I'm here to tell you that's so not a good thing. So, blah, it's just crazy. I'm overwhelmed with the whole thought. Actually, we have 2 minutes before going to commercial. And I want to just tell you that we're going to go to commercial, and I'm going to come back and talk to you all about the solutions. We'll start a few with oils. Kim, you're on until 8:15. Laura, you're on until 8:30, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's start with oils, and because that was earlier on in my journey, and then Laura will go with muscle activation technique, and we'll talk about how we use oils, muscle activation technique, and BOD. So these are the three key things along with counseling that I used. And of course, organic foods and chiropractic and acupuncture. But yeah, but these are all energy, right?
It takes an army, right?
To raise this child? Yeah. Took a huge village. Okay. So let me get the commercial going. Oh, I have one up here. Hold on. So let's, oh, and this is appropriate. There we go.
Hi, I'm Jody Susan with Susan Essentials. I started Susan Essentials in 2015 because of a personal health journey. I was over-medicated and put on 19 different medications. And yes, I reversed all my chronic diseases using plant and energy-based healing. It was amazing. At Susan Essentials, we support both consumers and businesses, and we do that with helping your employees or yourself with a food as medicine mindset. how Susan Essentials supports businesses and consumers is we teach people about a food is medicine mindset. So we support people on how to support their own immune system, how to support their brain health, how to support their emotional well-being. And we do that all with plant and an energy-based healing.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Dame Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Well-Being with Beata. 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Louis Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of ourselves, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self, cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Tune in to Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green on Thursdays at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to hear great topics and stories on grief and turn it into victory. Join Dr. Debbie Green to listen to stories of triumph and learn how to overcome. You are not alone in your life, and there is hope in the darkest hour. This is your time to learn strategies and solutions to improve your life. It's your time. So join Dr. Debbie Green with Soulful Solutions and call in on Thursday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at 515-605-9325 with comments and questions. Look to hear from you real soon.
All right. Well, few commercials there, but allow me to get a sip of coffee in. Dan, with my slim and sassy. Oh, that's appropriate. So, let's see if I have it here. I think I do. So I'm going to leave with the first oil, and then you guys can tell me what your favorite oils, and then I'll tell you which one, how I use that to heal my body, okay? So just going to have some fun here. So Slim and Sassy is an essential oil that sat on my shelf for 6 months. Do you hate that name, Kim? Like, or is it just me?
You know, it's like I don't even use the oil because of the name.
That's how I was. So Laura, but here's the thing, you guys. It's so powerful. And when I went into my closet, it was like in the dark closet, you know, and I looked, I'm like, what is this? You know, because kind of was driven to take a look. What it has is grapefruit peel, anti-inflammatory, lemon peel, not only anti-inflammatory, but takes out the microplastics from your intestinal tract, pulls them out. It has peppermint plant. Mental acuity, more energy, ginger root, anti-inflammatory, mental acuity, cinnamon bark, managing blood sugar levels. Bam.
Maybe I should take it out of my oil box.
Right. I mean, but then you're super thin, Kim, right? But you wouldn't want to do a lot, and you wouldn't want to do it all the time. But if you have inflammation, whether, I mean, I lost my first 45 pounds with it.
Wow.
Uh-huh. So, and that was before I knew about the sensitivities that I was having. And so, and the second, like, 47, 48 pounds came out with the food sensitivity test that I did. And I'll just kind of cut to the chase on that real fast because we're not spending a lot of time. But with the food sensitivity test, it identified which specific foods were had severe inflammation, moderate, mild, and no reaction. And so when I cut out all the ones in the first three categories, which was you know, severe, mild, and moderate, and mild reaction, I literally didn't have underwear to wear because the weight came off so fast, it dropped, like,
wow.
Fell off. And I had a safety pin. I had a safety pin in my underwear.
So, that's a new one. I haven't heard that before.
Guys, I was 234 pounds, and now I'm like a size 10. You know, I'm like, and I'm disabled. I'm on disability. I don't have a job. I don't really have money coming in. I'm like, you know, safety pin works.
Get the job,
right? So, and I like to bring levity to this because, look, if you can't laugh at yourself and laugh at your situation, you don't got shit. Sorry, because it was kind of funny. I mean, you know. I'm like, yeah. Okay. The bad thing is when the pin popped.
Ooh, painful.
Yeah. So, okay. So, Laura, what is your favorite essential oil?
I'm a big fan of lemongrass. I love the smell of lemongrass.
Awesome. Want to ask me how I use lemongrass?
Yeah, that would be great.
Or do you?
Well, I know one way you use lemongrass.
I think you know how to use lemongrass. What does it get? What does it do?
It breaks up any calcification and gets rid of cysts and stuff like that. Can open your pineal gland.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. Yeah, because I used to get, I had all these cysts right here because I had trigger fingers. And so I put the lemongrass here and within a couple of days they were gone.
Wow.
Kim, like, <yeah. laughs>
like, oh my gosh. Does it work for skin tags? Is that a different thing?
I'm asking. No. So frankincense should work for skin tags.
Okay.
Great question. So I was on this side, all the damage on my shoulder. I'm not really showing my face. But my skin looks pretty clear, don't you think? Well,
mm-hmm.
There we go. Okay.
Yeah.
So I've been in 1997 to Hawaii, just when I just got misdiagnosed. My girlfriend took me with her. She had won a trip, and she didn't have a boyfriend. And so she goes, would you be my boyfriend, but no funny business? I said, okay, I'll go. And yes to the no funny business, right? And so we go there, and I'm into optics. I'm just going to own it, right? And I want to make sure that everybody knows that I went to this sunny place called Hawaii, and I got a good tan.
Yeah. Is it a good tan or a good burn?
Burned the hell out of my body. So it's all in here. It's red. I'm peeling. I look like crap, right? And so... I was left with all these tags, like just bumps and tags all over my skin. So Kim, what do you know that frankincense is good for besides the tags right now? But what else do you know that it's good for? Do you know?
It's like relaxing you, mm-hmm. Calming you down,
totally.
Calming down the brain if it's overactive.
Yeah.
I've also been known to put it on bug bites.
Well, yeah, that works too. It does cellular repair.
Okay.
Back to the beginning of what started all of this journey, I had a torn rotator cuff. So I get my first shipment of doTERRA. And by the way, you're supposed to use this sparingly. And I'm here to tell you that I did it. I'm here to tell you all the mistakes that I made. So I can't be judging you because I did all the shit. Okay? So there's not a thing you can do that I haven't already done. So,
fair.
Right? Like it's just kind of funny. So, okay. So I took the bottle and I'm rubbing it in my hand. I'm rubbing it on my neck. First of all, I didn't know to blend it with coconut oil first. Because if you don't blend it with coconut oil, it flashes off your skin and you don't get half of the benefits of the oil. The other thing is you don't need a whole bottle. So I'm sitting in my kitchen in Palatine and I'm watching Dr. Josh Axe. He is the founder of Ancient Nutrition. He's a chiropractor. He's a functional medicine doctor. He loves oils. And the story goes with his mom. You guys may know this story. His mom had breast cancer twice. And the first time he was younger and didn't know, you know, what to do with that. And I know that, I mean, I don't know all of the details. I'm sure he explored things because he's a doctor and he was not a doctor yet, but that was his mindset. But the second time she got breast cancer, he used frankincense. And he actually used the frankincense from doTERRA. And it doesn't mean we're not stating that frankincense from doTERRA is making claims for cancer because we're not allowed to do that. It's not an FDA-cleared or approved statement. But that is his story. And that's what his story was, that he used that along with lifestyle changes, meaning your diet and activity to help his mom reverse cancer. Now, mind you, I knew my diagnosis that by this time. I had gotten properly diagnosed. And I just want to do a shout out. And I'm sure he's not listening, but I'll do a shout out to him anyway. His name is Dr. Andrew Gordon. And he was the first doctor who actually listened to me. And I finally was able to get an appointment with him. He was my mom's neurologist. And most people know that I'm an intuitive. I didn't know this at the time, but I just kept on getting these damn messages to go see him. And I thought, my mom talking to me? No. So, okay. Well, why am I seeing a neurologist? Because I have bipolar disorder. I'm sorry, it doesn't kind of make sense because I don't get it. And so I go, I call them and they go, well, do you have a referral? I'm like, kind of. And I didn't want to tell them what the referral was, but I go, I think it's the referral that you're looking for. So 30 days later, when they wanted me on more medications and do more tests, I get nudged by my mom and by Jesus, right, to call Dr. Gordon again. And so I did, and I share with them what the intention of these other doctors are, and they said, Jody, just come in. And so when I got into Dr. Andrew Gordon's office, and I was sitting in front of him, I said to him, he said, Jody, so tell me what's going on. And I said, my mom sent me. And he looked at me and he goes, I'm listening. And now my mom had already been dead for a few years. And so he listened. And he did a biopsy and to determine I had small fiber neuropathy. And then he did all these other tests. He said, Jody, you don't have bipolar disorder and you don't have schizophrenia, but you have his pain and people can't process with pain.
Wow.
And I am forever grateful to him. He was the first doctor that listened to me. And then he referred me to Dr. Michelle Kukla, who's a psychologist. And she's the one who introduced me to organic foods and acupuncture, which I was afraid of needles. Because for those, do you guys know what small fiber neuropathy is? Either one
no.
of you?
No, I don't.
Okay. Mm-mm. So this is really important. Small fiber neuropathy comes from most people who have diabetes, okay? It also comes from a high intake of fluoride. Hashtag fluoride in your water.
Oh.
Hashtag fluoride in your toothpaste. Hashtag fluoride in every flipping thing that you eat. Hashtag fluoride in the Prozac that I was taking, that my girlfriend Claudia Royston called me up and said, did you know it was black box?
Crazy.
So that's where I got the water filters. And we're not here to talk about water filters today, but know that I found the best water filter at the best price. I mean, when I was disabled, had very little income, and I got filtered water and filtered not only tap water, but shower water, because your skin is your largest organ. Okay? All right. So small fiber neuropathy. So my younger brother, Gary, came out to visit me, and he goes to give me a hug, and I'm like, you can't touch me. And he took it personally at that time. He knows now it's not personal. And but my body would jump. So for years, I couldn't be touched. So think about that relative to even what's going on today, right? Like people are distant and they're not touching.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Healing, Laura.
Energy.
Mm-hmm. And touch.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to fast forward. We're going to come back to oils, but I want to go to muscle activation techniques. So I'm going to back up and take people to when I first fell. So I have this torn rotator cuff, right? Which I did eventually get the MRI. Only 2 decades later. So, the MRI. And by this time, I have a 3-centimeter tear on the right and have a 1-centimeter tear on the left. And going back to the frankincense for a moment, I'm putting on the frankincense. And basically, that's what I use to help the body heal itself, because it does cellular repair. Frankincense does that. But I want to talk to everybody about the fact that I still had pain. And I hadn't used a hair dryer for 19 years. And I was grateful for curly hair. Because I couldn't lift a hair dryer.
Right. Wow.
For almost 2 decades, right? So now in walks Dr. Michelle Kukla. And she, we're peeling the onion. So this is not something that happens in a day. It's not even something that happens in 2 days or 1 year or 2 years. For me, it took 3.5 years to reclaim my health. It's usually about 1 month for every year that you're sick. And I was sick all my life. So we got the BOD. So I'm using this in her office for post-traumatic stress disorder, just all my crap, all my issues, my depression, my anxiety, blah, 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 blah. 2017, now I go back to work. And I get a health savings account, so this is the first damn thing I'm buying. Right? And I buy this, and I take it to somebody else who does what you do, Laura, muscle activation technique. And I still can't really use that shoulder. It hurts. I have pain in the levator scapula. And that muscle activation technique person did what you do, which I'm going to have you explain in a minute. But I'm going to tell you, I haven't had pain in the levator scapula, and I can lift things. And Laura was watching me lift a bunch of boxes, right?
Yep. That's for sure.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. So Laura, explain what muscle activation technique is.
So muscle activation technique looks at the body a little different. Most techniques look at trying to stretch something out. We look at it as if you have tightness or like your joint isn't moving well, we look at it from the fact that there's weakness or a misconnection between the muscles and the brain. So that's also why the BOD kind of plays a role in that.
Yeah, between the muscles and the brain. And what does the brain do? It has neurons, right, that fire?
Yeah, there's a neurofeedback loop that goes from the muscle to the brain. And so if there's a misconnect in that, what happens, and it doesn't necessarily mean that the muscle's not getting any signal, but there's a delay in the signal. And when that delay happens, you start to compensate and the body starts to protect, because when you go to use those muscles, it may not sense it right away. So now they're trying to grab other muscles to do the work. And as it goes on longer and longer, the joint will start to either, you might start getting pain because the joint's not moving efficiently. And so what we do is we use range of motion to figure out where that problem's coming from. And then you go through and we muscle test to figure out which muscles are getting the signal and which ones are not. And then the activation is at the origin insertion site where the muscle attaches, and that's where all the nerve endings are. So we're basically stimulating the nerve endings so that we get slack out of the muscle and that the muscle will start getting that signal from the brain efficiently and like on demand. So once we do that,
kind
the body
like
will actually
on demand.
On demand. But yeah, so then what happens is the once it has that signal, now the body doesn't have to protect anymore. So then it gives you that range back. It allows you to start using the joint better, hence your shoulder. You were able to start moving it because your body wasn't locking it down. And yeah, you get your range back, and a lot of times the pain will disappear with that.
Yeah. And so it looks like we have a comment in here. Let's see. Grand Rising, beautiful sisters, truly informative show. What oil is good for back pain? Deep blue, Dolly. If it's muscle pain, deep blue. If it's nerve pain, we'll go back to small fiber neuropathy for a moment. It's aroma touch and balance. Okay? And she has another question. How to use the BOD at home for back pain? Well, actually, you've had that back pain for a while. I would have Laura. But you can use the BOD for back pain. But let's say you don't have Laura. You can, Laura, what would you teach someone to do at home for back pain? I mean, I have an idea, but go ahead.
There's isometrics that you can use that can activate the muscles in a similar way. Usually the best way, obviously, is to see an MAT specialist so you can figure out where the issue is, because you use range of motion to do that. Otherwise, you're guessing at what isometrics might help, you know, to activate the area that needs activating. You know, if it's upper back pain, lower back pain, the muscles are gonna change, you know, where it is. And, you know, the crazy thing is I've worked on people that it's been a shoulder issue that's been causing their back pain, or a foot problem that's causing their hip pain and stuff like that. So that's one of the things you have to understand is, just because you have pain in one area doesn't mean that that's the area that it's all stemming from. It's all connected,
yeah.
You know, and it's all connected. Just like the diet, you know, the diet plays a role in it with the inflammation and everything else. It could be a big toe that's causing your neck pain, because it links up the chain. And if you're not walking correctly and the body's just not tracking right, you know.
So she says, fifth lumbar sprain since childhood, waiting to see my chiropractor.
Chiropractic is not your root cause, honey.
Not your root cause.
Listen to this woman. She knows what she's talking about.
Zelda knows I'm an intuitive. She's actually the Monday morning host. Neck. There's something in your neck right here, Zelda. So what I would do on the right-hand side is use your BOD, apply pressure to the right-hand side, and put on deep blue, or actually any relaxing oil at this point, right? Like lavender, deep blue, frankincense. So, Laura, Zelda, listen to this carefully. Laura, why don't you share what you did for me the other day and what I had to release and what you did to help me?
Okay, so as we were working through the muscle activation, she was using the BOD. This is where we're going with this, right?
Yeah.
I just want to make sure on the right page.
I'll try to keep it in 30 seconds. So
okay.
I have a brother, he passed, and he was a chiropractor, and he was an amazing soul, but like all of us, flawed. And he used to beat me up, and I had a mouth like a sewer. I did. I had a mouth like a sewer, and he crossed the line, and I wouldn't shut up. So he strangled me and threw me across the room, and the left hand of my left side of my back, my hip, hit the corner of a very sharp table. Now, I forgave him years ago, long, long time ago, because he had a brain tumor. We don't know how long that was brewing for. He was abused. Don't know how long that was going on for. And so I just owe him a grace call. Like, it's just easier that way to love on him. And he was sorry, and he apologized, and he really, you know, he wanted forgiveness. He took action towards forgiveness, and plus he was sick, his body, and he ate organic, but he had a childhood filled with trauma, right?
Yep.
So now, I've forgiven him, but I didn't forgive myself for yelling and instigating that. Laura, go ahead and talk about what you did.
Yeah, so as we went through and we worked on the area that she had all the pain in, we also incorporated the BOD, and she went back and she forgave herself, and using that, we're resetting the brain with the BOD and to basically help release the emotional component of it along with activating the muscles at the same time that we're holding on to that pain as well and creating that problem for her. So it's really cool what we're seeing, you know, with the combination of the two, and you have to get rid of both sides of it. You know, there is that physical, but there's also that emotional component to everything, I believe.
Yeah, and have either one of you guys seen the docuseries, Kim? Have you seen the docuseries, The Truth About Cancer?
I saw the first one, yeah.
Yeah, the second one, I saw most of the first one. I saw the beginning of it. Second one as well. I couldn't watch the whole thing. It was too dramatic. I would have needed more BOD for that, but you know, just so in the second one, which I think is the Global Quest, Ty Bollinger and some other doctors, Ty Bollinger is not a doctor, but the other doctors got up on stage and said, you can eat all the organic food you want. And you can still get cancer. And you likely will, because it's all here. If you don't take care of what's going on between your ears, you're going to get cancer. So it's so important to release your anger and forgive yourself for the shit that you did, because we all did it, right? Kim, I'm going to ask you a question, and I hope it's okay. And if you don't want to answer, that's fine. So you're divorced, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Were you perfect in that relationship?
Of course not.
The question is, do you beat yourself up for it? Like,
yeah.
Yeah,
so for sure.
What's coming through for me is that you need to release that. Give it to God. Write about it using the BOD and forgive yourself.
Okay.
She has a BOD too. We're all BODers.
As do I.
And look how I'm moving.
Loving it.
So, you know, today, like, we need to really release this. There's too much fear going on and too much where we beat ourselves up. What I realize, and you guys tell me what you think, I think that We are harder on ourselves than we could ever be on someone else.
Oh, absolutely.
I totally agree with that, yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So when you guys are throwing grace cards, like giving grace to someone for making a mistake, start with yourselves. Throw yourself the grace card first, because we're all a work in progress.
I think that's good advice.
Okay.
So silly. What is it? It's a ho'oponopono.
Say
I learned this
again?
Yesterday. We talked about grace.
Okay. So, because our beautiful sister, Jennifer
yep.
Lauren, right, Intuit Love,
yep.
talked about giving grace. God, I wish she was on this show right now, too. Amazing flipping soul crap.
Yep. So that was all brought up yesterday. It was fantastic. So yeah, grace is so important, you know, you gotta put that out there.
What did you
to ourselves yesterday? And other people.
How what?
To ourselves and other people.
So what did she teach you? What was the biggest takeaway? Or was that the biggest takeaway for me?
You know, I just think it was just being aware, like take that negative energy and turn it into being thankful for, you know, everything. And when you live in that grace, it just carries through. It carries through in everything that you do, and that energy vibrates out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right. It's a whole nother thing when you stop judging and start giving grace.
Yeah.
And Zelda says lavender and frankincense and hyssop. I have. Does anybody know what hyssop is?
Nope.
Zelda, I don't know hyssop. Sorry. Tell me what hyssop is. I'm always a student. And then we have Sis Ansel. Her full name, her real name's Rosemary. She's an amazing soul. She's an intuitive and a healer. And she says muscles have memory.
Hi, Sis.
We love Sis. So, Sis, you should get on this show. We scare the hell out of everybody. With the shit we share. Let me go to commercial and then let's talk. I mean, hi, honey. We love you. And throw Sis a kiss because you love her too. Just go for it. Mwah.
Nice to meet you.
All right. So let me go to, I'm going to do a short commercial here, I think, if I can do that right. We'll do this.
Jody Susan of Susan Essentials is certified by the #1 functional medicine doctor on plant-based healing essential oils, which are revolutionizing the way we manage our well-being. Schedule today to take control of your health.
With a simple blood test and food plan, Susan Essentials will help your business, your family, and you eliminate toxins and create a step-by-step plan to nourish your mind, body, and spirit. Click here to learn more. With a simple blood test and food plan.
One more time, here we go.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Wellbeing with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Okay, we are back. I just see if I can share this screen real quick. Because I want people to see this. So let me see if I can make it larger because I think it's kind of hard to read.
Yeah, I'm going to have to pull out my readers.
Well, we think we can fix that too. Okay, so again, if you're someone who has any of these conditions, food and chemical sensitivities, adrenal fatigue, anxiety, arthritis, asthma, bone spurs, lemongrass, carpal tunnel syndrome, ear seeds, depression, diabetes, fibro, high cholesterol, hives, incontinence, yeah, that was bad, panic attacks, periodic paralysis, PTSD, small fiber neuropathy, trigger fingers or torn muscles, in this case rotator cuff, we got solutions. And it's really not what you're taking, it's what you're eliminating, right? And then reactivating. Oops, hold on. There we go. Oh, bad off. Okay. A little layout change. Good. Okay. So then let's go back to MAT. How did I move after I was working with you, Laura?
Awesome. Like you just really, you know, it just shifts the whole alignment of the body. Like it feels like I'm not doing a whole lot when I'm working on it. Cause you know, when you go in for massage, not knocking massage by any stretch, but you know, it's like they're digging in and everything. And I'm just going into, I mean, I don't get me wrong. I do hit some tender spots.
Oh, hell yeah. And you heard me screaming.
But it's so focused in and I'm not spending a lot of time on that area. You don't need to, you just need to get that signal going between the muscle and the brain. And then, you know, a lot of people, they'll get off the table and they'll be like, I feel lighter. You know, it's just the body's moving in a completely different way once you get everything kind of working together and firing. It's like, it's just that whole shift in the way the body feels. It's like you feel lighter, you feel taller.
Yeah, I remember I was
and you feel like, yeah, you're like, oh my gosh, I'm standing so tall. And that's what you feel like because everything's kind of just working the way it's supposed to and it carries the bones, it carries the body differently.
So, yeah, and we're packing up to move to Georgia. We leave, you know, early Friday morning. And I'm just lifting boxes, right? Now, I'm lifting boxes. I technically, because I've never had them surgically repaired, have two torn rotator cuffs.
Maybe they're still torn. Maybe not.
Maybe not.
The body has the ability to heal itself.
Oh, really?
Yeah, imagine that.
The body's a master healing machine. Okay.
Yep.
Kim, how have you used oils? Tell me your favorite story.
Well, I just use them, like I'm a mom, and so I just kind of got into them to help stay away from the doctor. So I've used them for pink eye, ear infections, just, you know, whenever somebody has a cold, cough.
Tell me about the pink eye.
We put lavender and Melaleuca or tea tree or just like around the eye socket, mm-hmm. And it was gone the next morning.
Yeah. So it's interesting.
Never had to go to the doctor, never had to get eye drops, nothing.
You only use those two oils, right? Lavender and tea tree or Melaleuca?
That's all yes.
So I didn't know that. Thank you. When I used it to get rid of pink eye, I used Correct-X.
Oh, okay.
But you want to hear my story about that?
Sure.
Because you know I got one. So Correct-X has lavender and tea tree. It also has helichrysum, frankincense, and cedarwood, right? So I'm putting it, like you said, above the eye socket. People, this is not going in your eye, okay? No. Going above and below. So if I was a 13-year-old, and so I already had pain, and I didn't want to pluck my eyebrows. Because it hurt too much. I mean, it was really painful. So I got depilatory cream out.
Oh, no.
So Reader's Digest version, my mom had to color in my eyebrows for years. Because all the hair fell out. So I did have eyebrows forever. And what I did have left was like very, very blonde strands. And thank God for glasses because it covers up a multitude of issues, right? My eyebrows came back.
That's good.
When I got rid of the pink eye.
Bonus.
The bonus was my eyebrows came back. Just like when I used frankincense on my, she said she's crying. Wait, Rosemary, sis, why are you crying? Because you're laughing so hard, right? I know. WTF, I can't say the other word on here. So, just like when I used the frankincense on my shoulders, going back to skin tags, I have no skin tags. It helped the body heal itself, which meant helping to repair the tissue, the torn rotator cuff, right? But it also got rid of all the skin tags. It's also for skin imperfections. Slather that stuff on.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what does she say? She says, laughing so hard, right? You can't make this shit up.
Hey, we learn from our mistakes. At least we hope we do.
Hopefully the first time, not the second or third. No.
So funny. Amazing.
So what else did you, okay, so Kim, going back to you, what else did you use it for?
So ear infections, we put like Melaleuca, tea tree again, and basil, just like around the ear and then down.
Really? You used basil? What was the basil for?
I just looked it up in a book, so I don't know the reason it worked. I just know that that's what I read to do, and it worked.
Okay, so hold on. Getting my book. So we're packing, as you know. So where is the book? Uh-oh. All right. Talk about another oil. Be right back.
So we also, in our home, use peppermint for mosquito bites. And also just to keep the mosquitoes away in general. That's always a good, useful one. Yeah. I hate those little suckers. They're not fun. Yeah. We've used, I think, On Guard, of course.
To support their immune system.
If we feel like we're coming down with something, we'll put On Guard on the bottom of our feet, up our spine, diffuse it. But we've also used that for like bee stings and bug bites. That seems to work pretty well too.
Yeah, so On Guard really supports your immune system like it's crazy. So, okay, books. So I just want to give people three resources real quick, okay? So this is one. It's Essentials of the Earth. So what you do, it's a spiral bound. It's got your condition and your oil for that, right? So emotional conditions. They have eating conditions. They have for fleas, the flu, for focus, for flatulence.
I have that book and it's super easy to use.
For flatulence. Anybody got some apotna who's fottin'? Give them some ginger, lavender, and peppermint.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Right? So that's one. The other one is... So Eric Zielinski, he also has his own oil line. I'm not sure, but it's okay. We get to, I don't care. You know, just source your oils properly. You don't even have to do doTERRA, but make sure you source them properly. And I don't know anybody else that has clean oil. So there you go. But, and Eric actually, if he sells oils, he would have clean oils because Dr. Zielinski is amazing. And he's got, I don't think it's as friendly as the other book. But it's got really good information, including how do you dilute your oils, okay? Diluting your oils is super important. Then, who's my very favorite doctor in the world? Dr. Josh X. Essential oils. So, ancient medicine. So, like the power of cloves. And I'm just going to read from his book. And I have not read this before. I know about it, but I'm going to kind of pick out a sentence here. History tells us that clove has been used in China for more than 2,000 years as a fragrance and a spice, and that it hit the international health scene several hundred years later. I'm just going to fast forward. You use it in your toothpaste because it's really good for gum health. It's a 2007 study found that clove and rosemary essential oils have a powerful bactericidal and fungicidal processes. So basically, I'm using big words because I have to use their words. Both oils prove to have significant antimicrobial effects against staph, E. coli, and Candida albicans. So if you have Candida, the clove is actually killing off that bad bacteria. So Candida is like a yeast overgrowth. By the way, men can get that. It's not just like a vaginal. It can be in all your joints. Okay? So that, and then they have Super 7 RX clove uses. And I'll give, you know, Candida, oral health, acne, cold, flu, and viruses, healthy blood pressure levels. Wow, I didn't know this one. Battles parasites and prevents oxidative stress. That's a plant for you guys. Damn that plant.
Yeah.
Anything else? I know you've got like a 8:15 and it's 8:17. Anything else you want to share with any other favorite oils you want to share about before you get out to work?
Just like lavender is one we use a lot. Like my daughter sometimes has sleeping problems, so we'll put lavender on her big toe. And then just for skin, you know, she burns herself with a curling iron on her neck all the time, so we put the lavender
out.
And, you know, if I burn myself on the oven, you put that lavender on there, it takes the heat right out of it. So
wow.
That's one we use a lot is lavender. I don't know what our thing is with burns, but.
We have to clear that energetically for you. I'll take care of that off the show.
Okay. So yeah, and then, you know, we just use it for, you know, all the coughs and colds and flus that have gone around, and it goes into bronchitis and everybody. We haven't been to the doctor for a cough or a cold or a bronchitis in a decade, probably.
A decade.
So I would say, yeah.
That's
awesome.
It's
amazing. And we just, you know, as soon as we're feeling sick, we start diffusing and putting it on our feet or up our spine. And,
why?
You know, I don't know what's working. I like to think it's the oils, but, you know, something
on.
Is keeping
really?
Us away.
So, well, and also you know, you eat well. Talk to me, why are you putting it on your feet?
When you put it on the bottom of your feet, it gets into your, I think there's a lot of sensors or something down there. Anyway, it gets into your bloodstream right away, like immediately, and circulates everywhere.
Right. So it takes 6 hours, starts at the big toe, and it's like, acts like a time release capsule. So it's going up the body. So it takes longer to get up the body. So,
okay.
And you're right. And also the big toe is connected to your brain. And the brain,
yeah, which
control.
Is why we do the sleeping, relaxing on the big toe.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. So your reflexology shows that the brain and the big toe are connected. So,
okay.
Look it up. For people who are listening, look up your reflexology chart for the toe and for the ears. Can we talk about the ears, Laura?
Yeah, actually, one of these ears, I think I have an ear seat in right now. Put that one in for the neck.
Right.
So I actually was using the Bod for my mom has talking about, she has something called Dupuytren's and her fingers are bent. So she has, her body thinks there's an injury and keeps laying down scar tissue. So we did a treatment on her with the Bod the other day. And we did some ear seeds for the hand and the fingers. And so there's spots in the ears. And then we had her the Bod and right about that. And the next day she said that she had a lot less pain in her hand, which was kind of, that's one thing that I need to try is the lemongrass. It was lemongrass on that, right? That you said will break up the nodules and the scar.
Yeah. I've had.
I'm going to interrupt. I have another obligation I have to get to.
Yes, yes. But thank you.
Nice meeting you, Laura. And thank you, Jody, for inviting me to be on.
Well, thank you for being present and sharing and for supporting me in sharing my story.
Absolutely.
And for helping others on their health journey as well.
Absolutely. You guys have a great day.
Thank you.
You too.
Bye.
Bye, Kim.
All right.
Yeah, so that was a really cool experience. Yeah, it's fun seeing some changes and how you don't necessarily need, you know, plants are medicine, I should say. I shouldn't say you don't need medicine. Plants are medicine. And they
don't need synthetics.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And the body is so amazing and how it heals itself. God made it up that way, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah,
can't get to your leg. Yeah, spoiler. There's an air seed. You know, there's an air part for that. I mean, you could even just, if you don't even have an air seed, which are cheap, you can get them, you know, online or whatever. You know, I'm going to pull up a reflexology chart just so people kind of know what they're looking for. But do you want to talk about the chart that I sent you yesterday? Or 2 days ago, what was it?
Yeah, that was a couple days ago that you had sent that. I was looking over that a little bit yesterday. That's how I came across the neck thing. I have a bit of an issue that I've been dealing with for a while with my hand and shoulder, and it's stemming from up in my neck. So I went through, and it was so funny. I was just feeling all the spots on my ears, so I was looking for the sensitive spots, and I came across the one, and I, of course, grabbed the ear chart, and I looked, and it was neck. And I was like, okay, we're putting a seed in there.
Yeah.
And, so I put that in last night, and then, I'll just go in and I'll stimulate it a little bit here and there. And then, while I'm using the bot, I'll also go in and stimulate that, ear seed a little, so you can leave that in and keep stimulating it throughout the day just to kind of get, you know, so that the body's continually working on it. So yeah, it's, fascinating. Very fascinating.
Yeah, and here's the chart.
There it is. Yeah.
So just from the top of the ear, you can get to the foot, the leg, the hip, the thumb, the bottom of the ears, cheek, eye, nose, head, lungs. It's just cool. I mean, you can buy the chart or you can do a screenshot. Sorry, Etsy. Sometimes we just like to look at the digital version.
And isn't it like if you find the tender spots in there, that can signal some of the areas that need to be worked on, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. For sure.
So it's kind of like the reflexology in the feed. It works in a very, you know, it works in a similar way. So you can work on the spots of the feet, but you can also work on the spots in the ear.
Yeah. So it's interesting.
You finding any?
Yeah, no, yeah, I am. One, where is this one? I'm trying to figure out what it is. It's a signaling. It's right here. Oh, so it's further down. So it's not the lower jaw. Oh, heck. But the point is, even if you don't know,
I was going to look at the one that you sent me.
The pressure is going to release something in your body that doesn't need to be there. And this is really the cool. So I want to go back to what you said about there's a delay in the signal, right, between the muscle and the brain.
Yeah.
And another way I used to describe it is that there's an interference.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, and it's stress. Like everybody asks me what shuts down the muscles, and it's stress. And that stress can be physical stress. It could be an injury. It could be emotional stress. So it could be the stress from the foods that you're eating. There are so many different things because everybody asks, well, what causes the muscles to shut down? What causes that interference? And it's inflammation, and that inflammation can come from so many different things. It's that stress in the body and how your body responds to it. So figuring out if it is that physical stress or that emotional or a combination of the two. That's why, you know, it's important to make sure you cover all aspects. Very interesting.
I'm agreeing with you. And I think that people have so much stress, they don't even know that it's so they're normal. They haven't even figured out that there's something other than that.
Yep.
And actually, I'm going to take a few minutes to talk about the place of peace. When I was seeing my doctor, Dr. Michelle Kukla, before she graduated me, you don't need me anymore.
Yeah. I'm done
with
you.
Okay. I just like you know. So she's an amazing psychologist, doctor of psychology. And when I started using the BOD, like people's stress levels are so high, and this is like so normal for them that until they don't have stress, they don't realize that there's any other way.
Right.
So I just want to say this. Laura has a BOD, and you work out of where?
Deerfield at College Park Athletic Club.
Right.
So it's Deerfield, Illinois.
So if people want, because I'm moving to Georgia in a few days. So if anybody, oh, I'll see you, honey. We're getting together. So if anybody wants to use a BOD and get a new reality and kind of do a reset, Sis says, gotta go, ladies. Enjoyed this so much. Kisses. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Love you too. So if anybody wants to do that, like to experience that, they can call Laura. Or how do they reach you? Because I'm going to put that in the.
You can get me at my email, which is laura@thebodytech.com.
Yeah, so I'm actually going to just do a copy paste on that and make sure.
Yeah.
Is your body tech BODYTEK or something like that?
It's the THEBODY and then TEK.com.
Okay.
Right.
So I'm just going to copy paste that from my.
You can also call me on my cell as well. You can put that out there as well.
Okay, so here, Mr. L. So it's the. Air 847. I'm just going to type it because my computer's doing the spinning thing. So go ahead. What's the phone number?
847-736-5957.
847-736-5957. 57. Yep. Okay. So that's how you get in touch with Laura. She can not only help you with, you know, the muscle activation technique, but when she does that, you get the chance to experience the BOD.
Yep.
And it's transformational. And so going back to place of peace, when I first opened up my offices in Palatine, it was Tucson Essentials, but then I just said, you know, come into my office, you know, experience a place of peace. And we infused a lot of good energy in there. We had the Beamer in there. We had the Blood in there. We had our oils. And I thought that was like, the thing, right? And I had everybody doing it separately. And then one day God spoke to me. And let me just display this for people. Hold on. Make sure that they have this information. So God spoke to me and said, yeah, it's really good. Put them all together. And so I did. And my friend, my good friend, Rajai Kaldani, I call him Raji. Don't do that. I just do that. My name for him, my soul brother. He said, Jody, do you know about 432 hertz? I don't know anything about that. This was only a couple of years ago. And it was December of 2019. And so the concept is this. The Beamer mat, which is PEMF technology, grounds you with the Earth's frequency, the Schumann resonance. It also helps increase your circulation and your nutrient absorption by 37% for nutrition and 35% for circulation. It also helps you get rid of toxic waste, right? The other thing then you put on the BOD, And what it's doing, because the beamer is recognized, is activating the whole body. The BOD picks up wherever there's an interference. And it helps you to release these interferences. Because
I need to tell you a story about that. Is yesterday I used this on my client for the first time. And I was doing cranial work. I do cranial sacral work as well.
Uh-huh.
And I put my hands on her, and that BOD just magnified everything. The releases that I was getting were insane. I was like, we need to do an entire session with this. It was so amazing. Just like what I was feeling when you combine the two of them was unbelievable. It blew my mind, because I've done cranial work before, but I think it just puts the body into like accelerated speed as far as like wanting to heal.
Yeah, because it puts the brain in a theta state.
Yeah,
and that state is a state of healing.
It was truly like that was really cool. That was the first time I've done it with the cranial, and I was blown away. Yeah.
I can't stop smiling, sorry.
Yeah, it was amazing. So it was so cool. It's like, this is so awesome. It's like,
right. And you can feel it, because you're an intuitive as well. And you can, not only are you I always call you the doctor, because you're a scientist. I know you're not officially a doctor, but you're my doctor. And science has to meet intuition.
Yeah.
And that's who you are, right? You're the epitome of amazing science and amazing intuition. And that's why you can feel it working like this, right?
Yeah.
Like boom, boom, boom.
Yeah. So I don't know. I met you for a reason. I believe that you came into my life at a great time, and it's been amazing. And what I'm learning, and so fast, and getting in tune with things that I didn't know were possible. So it's pretty amazing.
Likewise. Thank you.
Yeah.
I want to tell people that after you worked on me, and I know we're a couple of minutes over, are we okay with a couple of minutes? Okay.
Yeah.
We're
at
32.
Yep.
And, after you worked on me, I mean, like I was having problems walking again, because here's the thing, as a healer, I can't heal people if I have my own crap, right?
Yep.
So I'd forgiven other people, all these other people, but you helped me with muscle activation technique and then, of course, the BOD and my own work to release the anger I had for myself.
Yeah.
I never even thought about that.
Yeah.
People, forgive yourself for all your transgressions.
Yeah.
God loves you. Jesus loves you. Even if you don't follow Jesus, he probably still loves you. Thinking, that's his MO. It's okay. You don't have to follow Jesus to be a beacon of light and a beacon of love. Let me just say,
yeah.
Right? I didn't follow Jesus for most of my life. So there you go. The gift you gave me, I mean, I'm lifting things. So going back to this picture right here, I used to bench 185 pounds. And I know, it's crazy, right? I'm just lifting shit now again, like, because it's all activated and ready to go.
Yeah.
Boom.
It's fun.
It is fun. And so here's the thing about muscle memory. So let's go back. Who was it? Someone said, yeah, so, Sith Ansel said muscles have memory, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They have the bad memory, but they also have the good.
Right. They can go back.
So the body's a master healing machine. That's what I want you all to know. So,
and I always tell people I want to be able to keep you doing the things you love. At the end of the day, we need to do the things that we love, because that's where our happy place is. And if you can't do those, it brings you down. So if I can keep people doing the things that they love to do, then, that's my job.
Yeah, right? And and I love that about you. And then I've been helping people as an intuitive to find out what the energetic interferences are. You know, I had someone here yesterday who was talking about, you know, am I living my highest purpose, my soul's purpose? And, you know, what is, and she had some other questions that I, you know, won't go into, but basically what I'm doing now, and I didn't know that, I didn't know that people couldn't do it. So now, of course, I offered it as a service. It was just me. I didn't know. There are other people that do this, but I can literally access consciousness and source to help people identify the things that are not so obvious. You know, what are the reoccurring issues in your life that are not changing that you need, you feel that you need to have changed, right? And, yeah. You know, what does source or God have to say about that? And where does he want you to look in order to reclaim, remove, activate, what have you?
Yep.
And it's different for everybody, of course. There's never a canned answer, and you never know where it's going to go.
Yeah. Exactly.
And yeah, go ahead.
No, I just, yeah, it's just, like I said, my journey's been the same as always, trying to make myself feel better as with you. That's how you came into all of these things. And, there's not just one answer, you know, you've got to figure out what works for you.
Well, yeah. So that big thing, one of the things that helps to figure out what works for you is that food sensitivity test, because they identified which foods were causing inflammation. That's a game changer. Like if you have cancer or you are going in for surgery because of heart issues or what have you, this is a game changer, because food is either fueling inflammation or it's fueling your health. Yeah. And so if you don't know, if you've had trauma in your life, I think we've all qualified for that in the last 2 years. So if you have had trauma, and you have, you want to know what's going on. Now, if you're a candidate, like you've got cancer or you're going to have surgery, you want to do the test. But if you are not in that situation where it's not an acute situation where you have to take an invasive method to get to health, right?
Yep.
BOD. That yep. gives you the time. The BOD is amazing. You use the BOD. You use it with some other modality. Muscle activation technique is amazing, especially if you don't have movement. If you do have movement and you're just really depressed and have a lot of anxiety and stress and whatever, and you want to peel that onion, do that too. And then I would use oils. Oils are flipping a game changer. And I know you need to go, so I think I'm going to take the time to explain to people the key oils that really helped me while you go to work. And then I'll see you a little bit later, right?
Sounds good.
And I have a surprise for you, too. All right.
Thank you. Thank you, Jody. I love you.
Bye. Love you, too.
Bye.
And I'll go to commercial while we're doing this. So let me do this. Let's see. No commercial here.
Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday morning mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, self-care with Jody Toussaint. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Jody Susan of Susan Essentials is certified by the number one functional medicine doctor on plant-based healing essential oils, which are revolutionizing the way we manage our well-being. Schedule today to take control of your health.
All right. So the last few minutes of the show, I want to talk about specific things that I did to reclaim my health using essential oils. So for one, Aroma Touch. And balance. And I don't have the balance with me right here, but Aroma Touch, the ingredients are, it's a massage oil, and it's got peppermint, cypress, basil, grapefruit, lavender. And what you want to know is that, like, cypress, that's a tree, so it's a grounding oil. It's keeping you grounded. The peppermint's giving you more energy. The basil is amazing for stress. Grapefruit peel is, it's an anti-inflammatory, and lavender helps bring calm. So I had small fiber neuropathy. Again, that's all over body pain. Think about your skin being on fire. And I put that along with balance on the bottom of my big toe twice a day, or sometimes three times a day. And again, it acts as a time release capsule. And I was able to reverse small fiber neuropathy. Now, this, you can't just use the oils and not have a healthy lifestyle. You need to clean up your diet. I got rid of sugar. I got rid of anything that was a stimulant. So for 5 years, I didn't eat sugar. Still don't really eat sugar. I have it on occasion. No coffee, matcha, I had to get rid of that, and maca root. These are all stimulants, right? And so you don't want to stimulate those nerve endings because that's going to excite the nerve endings. And if you're already in pain and you excite those nerve endings, you just get more pain. So the question you want to ask yourself is, how do I keep the body bag, how do we keep it calm, right? I was having panic attacks and a lot of stress and anxiety. So again, looking for the calm. I used transcendental meditation. And if anybody wants to be connected with somebody here in Illinois, I have a fantastic certified, I don't know her exact title is, but you have to go through a lot to become, to be able to teach TM. So I can help you get connected with that person. And TM has a lot of science behind it in terms of what it does to the brain, in terms of calming. The other thing, like I said, with the torn rotator cuffs, I changed my diet. I was eating basically when I got that test done, the food sensitivity test, what I did is I got rid of anything that was considered highly inflammatory, moderately inflammatory, or mildly inflammatory. And I dropped another 47 pounds. The first 45 came just from using the Slim and Sassy essential oil. Your body genuinely wants to heal. Like, that's just what our bodies are made to do. Think about when you were a child and you fell down on the sidewalk and you skinned your knee or you skinned your elbow.
it heals, right? You don't still have that scar. You don't still have a scab or anything. It heals. That's what our bodies do. They heal. And so, but in order for it to heal efficiently, you need to fuel it. But the other part, and this is a real big game changer, stress. My body, this last 2 years taught me something really, really important. And like I said earlier in the show, the truth about cancer, they talked about how stress plays a huge role in cancer, that your self-limiting beliefs, the way that you beat yourself up, the way that you beat other people up, if that's who you are, right? Or if you judge other people, that's stressful. If you're not living by your highest values, that's stressful. And so if you can get a hold of the stress and bring in love, peace, and joy, and I'm, spoiler, this is not easy. This is so not easy, but it's easy when you give it to God. If you try to do it, it's harder. But if you just give everything to God and let him carry you on the way, and it doesn't mean he solves all your problems. You still have to reconcile your bank account, and you still have to, you know, pay your bills on time, or you still have to have a conversation with people and have a dialogue and communicate and resolve your issues. But the stuff that are self-limiting beliefs, you give that to God, because God made you perfect. He just did. But what could you use to support yourself in the meantime? Ashwagandha. Ashwagandha is an aptogenic herb, and I have a formula that's made by Innate Response. I think it's called Innate Response. You can reach out to me if you want to learn more about that. And it's got in there, in addition to ashwagandha, is holy basil for stress, astragalus root, kelp, and these things all support a healthy response to stress. It's an aptogenic herb. It allows your body to adapt. Aptogenic herb allows your body to adapt. Putting that together, aptogenic herbs are all about helping the body to adapt to the particular situation that you are in right now. Now, we're moving. I've been taking a lot of that. And this is not a one and done. This is a lifelong situation, right? Where you are constantly reevaluating the self, being self-aware. How do I support myself in this moment in time? And we have Naima Latif. She says, "Grand Rising. I'm out of town now, but listening to the show. Excellent information. I'll get my oils and herbal order as soon as I get back." You go, girl. I love it. I'm using those for helping me with my stress. For inflammation, because I get exposed to stuff all the time, just because I reduced all this stuff doesn't mean I don't have to still fight inflammation. I fight inflammation every day. If you are walking outside and you are exposed to anything in our environment, guess what? You are exposed to, you have inflammation. So I use a great combination. I'm not diagnosing your situation, just for clarity. But what's been really helpful for me is I use a combination of turmeric with black pepper. Black pepper increases the bioavailability of the turmeric in the body by 2,000%. And that's not it. I pair that with N-acetylcysteine, NAC. That is, for me, equivalent to taking Advil. Now, when I was sick, I was taking 9 or so Advil every 3 to 4 hours. I was basically killing myself. So once again, don't feel bad if you're doing any of the things that you're doing that you found out today are probably not a good idea. I've done them all. So if, you know, you are looking to get information, you can schedule a 20-minute free consultation on nutrition, energy, because we also do frequency healing here. We talked about the BOD, but we also have the Healy, and I actually make up my own frequencies. I measure frequencies of different stones and things and plants in our environment that are clean and really super healthy, and they help amazingly with, you know, helping the body do what it does, be a healing machine. So if there's any other questions that we have, it looks like we got someone calling in. Oh, yay, thank you. On 847-220-208, oh, I'm not going to give the whole number, sorry. You know who you are. Hold on.
I know who I am. Before you close out the show, you've been talking about some amazing things in your health journey, how energy healing, the right practitioners, food as medicine, and oils have made a huge difference. I wanted to share with the audience the experience I had 2 days ago with you, because it was it shows you how many uses essential oils have. So I cut my, we're packing up, and I cut my my finger. It didn't look like a bad cut, but I kept bleeding. And it didn't stop bleeding.
It was a chunk, Andrew. So,
what's that?
It was a chunk out of your finger.
Well, it was a small chunk. I mean, it bled, and it bled through Band-Aids, it bled through gauze pads. I lifted my arm up, but it wouldn't work. And yes, I did continue to pack. Yeah, I continued to use the hand, so it wasn't good. But you gave me things that I wouldn't have expected, and that's really where I wanted the audience to hear, that the unexpected benefits of oils, which are 100% natural. If you could talk a little bit about that, what you did for me.
Yeah, so the first thing is we use helichrysum, which – probably helps some, but not enough. And helichrysum, we know, helps with coagulating, or, you know, the blood, stopping the bleeding. But we weren't getting results. And he was using more than just the Band-Aids and the gauze. We actually had paper towels. Andrew, you bleed like nobody I know. So I'm like, WTF, what am I going to do? So I get my book out, right? Get one of my handy books out. And we use rose essential oil. Now, I didn't apply it to the cut, which was right on the top of his finger. I actually put it just at the tip of his finger so that, because it's going to get there. And then we also use yarrow palm. And between the last two, the rose and the yarrow palm, the bleeding finally stopped. And so that was like really cool. And I've always just used helichrysum. And I really, honestly, I just wasn't having results with helichrysum. And so the thing is that people need to know, you need to look outside the box. You need to look at all the different ways. Maybe, Andrew, maybe your body doesn't respond to helichrysum. Maybe it just doesn't like it. Maybe it aggravates it. So we had to look at what else can you use. Rose essential oil and yarrow palm stops the blood flow.
Sure. So this is an example. When we've talked, some of the guests and the listeners have talked about things they use essential oils for, and there are some common uses. And I wasn't very much knowledgeable about essential oils until I met you at all. But now I know that there are some more widely accepted common uses for some of the oils. And then there are a lot of other things that these natural substances can do. Maybe you want to just give in our last 5 minutes of the call a few of your favorite oils that you haven't discussed already, and things that maybe the listeners wouldn't know about, you know, things that oils can be used for that aren't the common. People know lavender is calming, for sure, and they know that the cheer makes you happier, and they know that On Guard is helpful for helping with
maintaining a healthy
viruses.
Immune system. Yeah. Well, we don't
immune
want to
system,
say
but cancel.
Even though it does. So my favorite oils are the emotional oils, Andrew. One is Console. And when you take Console, okay, and you put it in the palm of your hand, as I'm demonstrating here, and just put a drop in there, and you rub your hands together, and then you breathe in deep several times, and I'm only doing one, you can actually manage or release the grief that you have. What would it look like if you could release grief in 20 seconds? 20 seconds into your brain, which is your hippocampus, okay, in your limbic system, and 30 seconds into your bloodstream, okay, just by inhaling it, rubbing between your hands and cupping your mouth and cupping your nose and breathing in deep. Console. The second one of my favorites is forgive. Honey, I was walking around angry, right? So if I'm angry at someone or something, or maybe just the world because of not aligning with my current reality, I use the forgive the same way, rub it in the palm of my hand, breathe in, and forgive. And both these oils, console and forgive, are a blend of essential oils that, you know, show that they help with grief and help with anger. And most of these oils that are for emotional well-being have trees in them, oils that come from trees, because it's grounding. So think about when you don't feel grounded, what are you going to use for your body to get it back into in relationship with the earth, like being grounded? So for instance, you and I like kombucha, right? To get off oils for 1 second. And we both were stressed out and we wanted to bring ourselves back to homeostasis. Well, one of the kombuchas that we have has watermelon in it. Watermelon is grounding. Chocolate is grounding. So chocolate comes from a tree. Now, if you don't have boatloads of sugar in it, it's good for you. You know, dark chocolate made with either stevia or coconut sugar. So then the third oil, and the last one I'll talk about before we end the show here, is peace. And peace essential oil is one of my very favorites. It's got vetiver, very super grounding, lavender, yangolyang. I can't even say it, but you can all laugh at me from your computer or your phone. It's okay. Yangolyang. Boswellia or frankincense, clary sage, marjoram, which is a type of, it's a thyme oil, and then spearmint. So these, it's like, it's crazy. It works. So I want to thank everybody for being on the show today. Thank you, Andrew. Is there anything you want to say in the next 2 seconds before we, before the thing goes off?
Well, this was talking about your health journey and the essential oils, and the things that people have heard on here really, really work. So it does take, it isn't a one, pop a pill and make it go away, but there are things which are going to be really impactful and really can be very quick, as we hear from Laura in the BOD, her example, can be really, really quick, and you just have to explore and maybe call, people should call you to get a little bit more information.
Yeah, so my number's on there, 847-738-0242. Schedule a free consultation if you want to go to Susan Essentials, which is www.susanessentials.com. And there's a free consultation smack dab on the front of the page. So as we're running the ending of the show, I will share that screen so people can see it. But if not, if you're listening on the radio, just it's, you know, 847-738-0242. And I'm going to share the screen now, and then we're going to, I guess the commercials are taking over in a second here. So, cool beans. Thank you, Andrew Calhoun. We appreciate you. I love you. Mwah. So there's my website. It's a schedule free consultation, that big orange button. Can't miss it. And then you can see the URL, SusanEssentials.com. Thank you, everybody. Blessings to all. Grateful for everything. And let's get that thing going, the ending show. Here we go. It's not going. There we go.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/the-female-solution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Xiexie. India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsamnida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Dziękuję. France, Merci. Spain, gracias. Italy, grazie. Egypt, shukran. Ghana, medasi. Nigeria, eshe. South Africa, ngiyabonga. Senegal, geret. Kenya, asante. Israel, toda. Pakistan, shukriya. Afghanistan, Tashakur. Saudi Arabia, shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessing.